T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a mess.
A mess.
Dirty mud.
Get back to the mud.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
It's time to clean it up.
Go trash a hotel room.
Clean.
Visit OJ in jail again.
Coming clean.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Talkin' Trash now. Brought to you by Barnes Recycling. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
908 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Anthony Scaramucci is out as a communications director. And the other story, which kind of a retread to me, but apparently President Trump dictated the original Don Jr.'s letter in response to their meeting with the Russians story. Yeah, we'll get back to all that and give you the real deal on that. But meanwhile, I've got a local gentleman who's coming in here, and he's representing, as a citizen, the idea of building an RV park out in the kind of Keystone, Melrose, Lake Santa Fe area. Kerry Stallings, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you came on because, look, this is an issue that's universal in Florida in that many people say, hey, I got my little piece of paradise. I don't really want to see any more development. I mean, it's kind of human nature, you know. You're used to having all these trees and woods across the street from your house. Maybe you either can't afford to buy the property or it's not for sale. But at some point, whoever owns that property is going to exert their property owner rights and do something with it. And that may be developing it. So this is a universal to folks in Florida. And you said you lived in Central Florida, the Orlando area. We're familiar with, you know, all those issues that have taken place there. And it definitely has grown. If you want to live out in the woods, Orlando is probably not the place where you want to go, right?
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit about this RV park, because I think there's a lot of disinformation. I'll tell you what I know. They're going to build this huge RV park right on Lake Santa Fe, and it could impact Lake Santa Fe and the swamp, Santa Fe swamp near there, and it's going to congest traffic. These are some of the things I've heard from the other side. I haven't made up my mind yet, but you already told me it's not even on Lake Santa Fe.
No, it's not. It's actually about 2 miles away from the actual lake. And about 80 acres between the actual RV resort and the swamp.
All right. So what is the major issue that you're up against in terms of people not wanting to see this constructed? And it's an RV resort. This is not just you're not just going to mow things down and here's a plug to put your power in. It's going to be done in the tradition of some of the other things that some of the same people have invested in or built, like Tom's Barbecue on State Road 100. I've been there. It's very well done. Out back, you've got that covered area. The band's playing. The whole area is manicured. It is. It's just, honestly, it's very well done. So the RV park is going to be done in this with the same idea and attitude?
That's correct. And when you said resort, that is the key. This is not what some people would term to be a trailer park. This is more or less like a retirement community that just happens to be on wheels. It's gated. It's nicely landscaped. A major investment of about $8 to $10 million just on the resort.
So what percentage, and am I right to say it's slotted for 400?
That's correct.
Okay. So of the 400 sites, how many are like what we'd call semi-permanent or year-round or whatever? Do people have that option?
Yes, they do. Actually, what you're going to find, and I'm speaking from experience of knowing about what's going on with Williston Crossings. And by the way, the owner of Williston Crossings is one of the partners in this venture. But 4 months of the year, they're 100% occupied. And the rest of the year, they're about 50% occupied. They do have some people that live there year-round, year after year after year. They have some fixed-unit homes, actually, in the development. But what you're going to probably find in Keystone is, again, 100% during the 4 winter months of the year. And then you're going to probably have around 30 to 40% the rest of the year. Hopefully, it'll be higher than that. But you're talking about people who have $250,000 RVs. This is not some camper. This is somebody who's invested a lot of money.
Now, easy with the camper language. I just have a little old camper.
Good for you.
I get along with the people that have the real nice motor coaches.
Well, Bob, you can't stay there because, you see, you have to sign a four-month contract to stay there.
Oh, so, minimum. You can't just come in there and stay a couple of nights and leave.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's another piece of information I didn't know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I saw an article in the local newspaper where someone had mapped out what they expected to be the traffic flow in and out of the park. And they said, you know, the infrastructure can't handle it. Well, their information, although if you base it upon nightly stays might be correct, with a four-month contract, you're not going to have that. It's not going to be near that kind of traffic.
Chuck D is close to it because, you know, he lives in Keystone.
Well, Gary, isn't there some sort of age requirement as well? I mean, I know a lot of local residents are worried about, oh, you know, these young punks are going to be coming in and infiltrating our town.
Yeah, you're correct. You have to be at least 55 years of age even to stay there.
That's when you just start getting into trouble.
That's right. And then, however, I will say this. You know, these people are down here. Some of them are grandparents. They want to see their families. During the summer months, their families are allowed to visit them.
How big of a lot, or whatever the terminology is, would you have? You sign this contract. How much space do you get for that?
You know, I really can't answer that. I don't know.
But obviously, a full-size motorhome, you know, the biggest ones on the road, it would accommodate that with, I would imagine, at least some space in between.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in driving through Williston Crossings RV Resort, you'll see quite a few that actually have gone and purchased or built gazebos next to their homes. And then they also put in, you know, architectural stones. They've put in their own planters, did their own little bit of, you know, landscaping. So they try to make it more home.
Can I bring in one of those things that sort of looks like a log cabin type? Do you know what I'm talking about? They make them kind of look like little cabins, but they're technically, I guess, because they're on wheels, you can move them.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those in the RV resort over
okay.
Williston.
All right. And I'm referring back to George, and a friend of mine has a place up there. Same thing. It's gated. You go in. Some people stay there year-round. Some no come and go, like you said. It's not an overnight place. You either have a spot there or not. Now, I believe in his case, if I'm correct, he either has a very long-term lease or he actually owns a little piece of it, and then you pay an ownership fee or dues, but you kind of own that little chunk, and you know he had a nice fifth wheel in there. So I think I have an idea what you're talking about as far as an RV resort. And folks, I can just tell you that if it's done like that in Williston Crossings, I haven't been inside, but from the outside looking in, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, and actually the owner of Williston Crossings has another resort that he just opened this past October down in Brooksville. And the reason he opened that is because his was filled in Williston, and there was a backlog of about 200 people on a waiting list. So he built that. It was full during the winter months. And like I said, he's now one of the partners in this venture as well. So there is a demand.
Where he's trying to do business in Brooksville and in Williston, was there a lot of flack from the general public that were against the project?
I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
That was before I ever got involved in this at all.
Well, I think a fair and a big issue would be, what do you do with, you know, we know what you have bathrooms in these things and what comes out of them. That's important. So, Kerry, if you want to stick around, Kerry Stallings is with us, and he is in support of an RV resort that is to be built 2 miles from Lake Santa Fe and 80 acres away from the Santa Fe Swamp. And some local folks are not happy about it, and he's here to dispel some of the myths. We'll talk about it further. I'm going to ask him specifically about the septic and the waste and how that's going to be treated next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Welcome back, 921 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're talking to Kerry Stallings, and he doesn't have, well, maybe you do. Do you have an ownership stake in the pending RV resort that could be built?
No, I don't.
You don't. You don't have a financial stake. But you're here, you know, kind of representing one of the principals who's involved. So it's several individuals, and they want to build 400 different spots. And this is not a come-and-go campground. This is a stay, extended stay type thing. And this is for people who generally own motorhomes and they're willing to sign these long-term contracts to stay there. So it's not, definitely not a trailer park for sure. It's not even really an RV park. It's a resort park because they're all extended stays. Like, well, they're snowbirds, right?
Absolutely.
For lack of a better term.
Yes, and there's all kinds of amenities that are going to be involved as well.
Swimming pool?
Oh, absolutely. They're even considering putting in a lazy river. That's one of the things that's on the board.
Let me reiterate once again, this development is not, I repeat, is not on Lake Santa Fe, and you wouldn't even have direct lake access, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, and it is not even on the environmentally sensitive lands, the Santa Fe swamps, which all I remember with them is burning, so I don't know how environmentally good that was, but you say there's an 80-acre buffer that even separates this resort park from that.
That's correct.
Okay. So we've taken care of that. Now I'm worried about all the pollution. You know, even rich people have to go to the bathroom. So what do we do with all that?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, there is not a dump station. There will be no raw sewage that is going to be pumped into the swamp. I know that's a concern that some people have raised in the community. It's actually going to be tied into Keystone's sewer system and Keystone's water system.
Is this going to cause the cost to go up to residents to maintain this sewer? Will anything be pushed over to their side in terms of increased costs?
No.
No. Okay. So, and that was a big question. So it's going to be handled via the sewer, which will be completely treated. It won't be left, you know, like you said, out there in the woods. It's going to be taken. It's not even a septic. It's a sewer.
That's right, Bob. Also, Bob, they are going to have holding tanks and backup generators. So if there's ever a power outage, you don't have to worry about any kind of backup on the sewer system. It's going to continue to flow through the actual sewer system.
So, see, you've got that covered. And then what about all, you know, you've got rainfall, you got runoff, you got parking lots, you got all that. How are you going to deal with that?
Well, by law, you have to capture that and treat it. You can't, you know, push that back out.
That's why when you see new roads being built or expanded, you see drainage areas because that captures the rainwater and that has a chance to percolate or whatever the scientific terms are, and then goes back into the...
That is correct.
Okay.
Kerry, what about the local benefits as far as the economy? Do you see this as something as that will be a positive for Keystone Heights and Stark in the Bradford County area?
Oh, most definitely. And I think, you know, to both communities, you know, you see our downtown in both places. You've seen a lot of buildings and businesses shut their doors. Just recently, we had the local Pizza Hut close in Keystone Heights, which is that's kind of highly unusual to have Pizza Hut close.
We go to Brooklyn, boys, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but you're also about to have a bypass built on 301 that's going to go right around Stark, which means that the restaurants on 301 are going to take a major hit by that bypass opening. In order to go through Stark now, it's going to be actually a ramp off of 301.
Wow.
So I think they would be more than happy to have some of the financial benefit of having an additional 800 customers come in their doors.
So, and that's what you're looking at potentially because there's 400 kind of spots on this resort. This is This is going to be a gated community. So the plan to make it has to look nice. Otherwise, the kind of people that you want to attract, the well-heeled people, I mean, they're not going to – they don't want to be on some patch of sand.
Well, you're right. And, you know, the builder that's in charge of this project is a guy named Charles Clayton. He's out of Orlando. He was the 2015 Builder of the Year for Central Florida. The man's known for building homes that range from $900,000 to $10 million. If he's going to put his name on a project, I can assure you it's going to be elegant.
Yeah, and just like, you know, Tom's Barbecue, I know it's just a restaurant, but they've done a very good job of the way it's landscaped, the way it's laid out, the way it's maintained. So you're going to look at something like that. It's going to be landscaped properly. We're on State Road 100. If we're driving down 100 and we're leaving Keystone and we're going toward the airport, where is the park going to be?
It's going to be just west of Tom's. It abuts Tom's property, Tom's Barbecue.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be right there. Isn't there a how far is that from the landfill?
It's across the street.
So there's no neighbors, shall we say, across the street.
No.
There's nobody coming and going from businesses creating traffic situations because nobody's pulling in or out of the landfill.
No.
So you've got airport traffic is how far down? That's another...
Probably about another mile.
Okay. All right, yeah, and I'm just trying to, in my mind, kind of picture where this is. And then how far off of State Road 100 is it? It's just right off the road?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But you're going to have to turn on County Road 21B in order to get to the entrance to the actual RV resort.
And is 21B the road that runs right there next to Tom's?
Yes, it is. They asked to try to put the entrance way off of 100, but the Department of Transportation would not allow them to do so.
Yeah, they have their own reason. Sometimes they make sense, sometimes they don't. But this is the same road you'd go down for my friends that go and help out at, like, Soldiers of Freedom and stuff like that. That's that same road.
Yes, it is.
And going down that area, and I'm not totally familiar with it, just a little bit from knowing people out there like Chuck D, but that area is not, in other words, this RV park, this resort, would actually be beneficial to people who own property in that particular area, because part of the area is not that nice. I don't know what terms to use, but yeah. What's it nicknamed? Speedville? Is that
correct?
Yeah. And I think it would enhance property values, not take away from them. Not only that, but when you look at the amount of business that would be done by people who are staying in the RV resort, you know, if you take the average spend of a two-person household in the United States, it ranges around $39,000 a year. Now, you take that and take the 4 months that the park is there in full to capacity, and then the other 8 months that may be at 30%, you're looking at approximately over $7 million in spend that could be coming to the local economies of Keystone and Stark.
That could have a real impact in that area.
What about the people concerned with the traffic on the lake, the local residents that actually live on the lake? They're worried about boat traffic on Lake Santa Fe. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that, you know, the proof would be in seeing what's actually done when it comes in. I've yet to see an RV driving down the interstate pulling a boat. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I also... foresee, I guess,
America's... You're not going to see one usually drop a boat into the water on a ramp.
Well, right. I don't think you're going to see an RV backing up because, you know, quite frankly, I can see America's funniest videos with an RV. All of a sudden, they push the wrong pedal, it ends up in the lake, and now you've got an RV submarine.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Unless you specifically built it to be that way, which I know some people. Hey, we've got to end it here. Carrie Stallings, thanks so much for your time. And really the biggest thing here was getting out truthful information about the issue, because sometimes people kind of distort things, or they just frankly don't know. And so they create fear amongst the people, and they tend to turn against you instead of listening to the facts. So I appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate being here.
All right. I was hoping he'd bring some barbecue, but no luck on that one. 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Oh, we've got a lot more to catch you up on, all the headlines that you may or may not have missed, and things that make you smile about 15 minutes away. Hang on. 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. I hope you're doing well. What a just a gorgeous day. I'm blessed to live here in the heart of Florida. And like so many other parts of Florida, there's always debates about, you know, where to build, what to build, you know, how much do you try to preserve? And that was part of the argument and the concern about an RV resort that is going to be built. And I honestly, just from an overlook, I thought it was going to be like on Lake Santa Fe. It is 2 miles away from Lake Santa Fe. It's not even going to be in the Santa Fe swamp. It's going to be an 80-acre buffer between that. This is going to be a very high-end, gated, well-done kind of a community, because these are going to be people that have, you know, motorhomes that, gosh, I think they have with a cheap motorhomes like $200,000 or something like that. This is going to pump a lot of money into the community. Communities between Stark and Keystone Heights that really could use an infuse of cash. And it's a 55 and older community, so you're not going to get people who are saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to move here, but you got to educate all my kids and put them through school, adding to additional costs that way. Uh-uh. These people are here. They're here to have fun. They're here to eat. They're here to participate in events and things like that. So I got to tell you, based on what I know here, I'm definitely leaning toward this being a very good thing. But I look, don't be shy. However you feel on it, if you have an opinion on it, 877-975-9825. And Tom joins us. Tom, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. I just had a couple of comments, and first of all, I'd like to say, you know, I was a little nervous listening to the show earlier that it was Trash Talk Tuesday, and I was glad to see that Carrie presented it in such a way that tried to avoid that, because there is obviously a lot of trash talking going on, and much of it is certainly not necessary. So that said, I just want to make a couple of points, because I am not in favor of the RV park.
Okay.
I do live on Lake Santa Fe, full disclosure. My backyard is the swamp. I own swampland in Florida. And I've grown up here. It's not so much that I don't want to see changes to the area. That really has no effect. But I am fully committed and also feel that it's my obligation to protect these waterways. Someone had mentioned that the water does not have any special designation by the state of Florida, and apparently they don't know, or someone doesn't know, that the whole Santa Fe system, being the lake, the swamp, the river, and even points north on the Olestee River, and that is all considered an outstanding Florida water, and that's a designation by the state of Florida.
But you realize that you realize the park is 2 miles from the lake, correct?
I realize the park is 2 miles from the lake, and I realize there's 80 acres between them. However, 80 acres, you know, depending on how you measure it and where you measure it, 80 acres could be a couple hundred feet from the swamp.
Well, and I can tell you that the RV park is closer to a landfill than it is to the swamp.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand the attraction there either. But
because they're going to make it nice. The attraction is Florida, sunshine. You know, people can, you know, it's a nice area. You live there. You love it. It's a nice area. People people want to come. So the attraction for most people, I think, would be the climate, the weather.
Yes, I agree with you. And the other issue is that their wetlands, no matter how much you try to protect and keep the drainage and the, you know, things in check, if you look at as much rain as we've had in the last month, that is running through the neighbor's property. The neighbor has owned that property for many, many years, and it's become his legacy. He raises Watusi cattle on that. He has bass ponds. All that flows directly into his property and directly into the swamp. So there is some concern of potential damage, and that's why we call the organization Protect Our Swamp. But, you know, we wish that people had protected the lakes in Keystone Heights years and years ago, and people took their eye off the ball, and look what happened to the lakes. So,
what happened to the lakes?
Well, most of them are dried up.
But is that due to the people not taking care of them? Or is that due to maybe, I don't know, Camp Blanding or some of the mining that has taken place?
Exactly. A lot of those issues. Not
Camp Blanding's been there for a long time.
Right. I understand that. What I'm saying is that the people didn't necessarily not take care of it. I'm just saying that a lot of the mining and the other things that happen to the lake, unfortunately, they drain. That's a fact. They didn't evaporate. Okay? So, you know, and that's a whole other topic that I'm happy to do more research on and call you back on. But to stick to this one, you know, we're worried about what, and I shouldn't say we, I'm worried about the consequences that could come to this to the area.
Well, Tom, you know that they're tied into the into an actual sewer system, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And when it comes to the rest of the runoff that you mentioned earlier, like rain, that's taken care of now by any new construction. You have to have all the standards of you know, areas where water sits and percolates and all that. So you're not going to have this direct runoff scenario where it's just strafing across that other owner's property.
Yeah. Yes, and so far we've heard a lot of please say just trust them. No.
These are code issues, Tom.
Right.
That they couldn't violate if they wanted to.
I understand that, but so far I've seen nothing, and you know, a plan. Their plan was basically taken back, and they've asked for a do-over because they were so ill prepared for the first meeting, and it was really, I think. My personal opinion is that it was with a wink, wink, and nod, nod that they were going before the BOCC and expected this to walk right through. But
Tom, Tom, you mentioned that you live on Lake Santa Fe. Does your home have a septic system?
I have a septic tank and a drain field.
Yeah, I mean, is that how close is that to the lake?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had an alternative. That's for sure.
Well, no, so I'm saying, look, you living there and you're enjoying your lifestyle, and I don't blame you. That's beautiful out there. But, you know, you have an environmental impact. These folks may actually have less of an impact. They use a sewer. The runoff's going to be controlled because of all the codes and ordinances that are instituted through the state and federal government. I mean, you're better off with this kind of a thing being built than maybe what some of the residents, whether they know it or not, might be doing to Lake Santa Fe through their septics, right?
Yeah, well, I would prefer to have a septic system if that was possible.
You mean a sewer?
Right now it's not.
Yeah, a sewer.
A sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I certainly, you know, I have problems with my septic filling up.
Let me ask you this, Tom.
Sure.
Let's say you're the property owner, you own the property, or whoever owns it, the property owners have a certain right to develop large chunks of property in accordance to how things are zoned, et cetera. What could be developed in that area where you'd say, hey, that's not so bad. If you have to have development, X, Y, or Z would be good. What would that be?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I wouldn't want 400 RVs crammed into 72 acres. And people have mentioned other sites, other RV parks around Florida. And Williston, for example, is twice as big. They're on almost 150 acres, and they have the same amount of sites. So, you know, it's not apples and apples. They're comparing. Personally, if they said, and again, my concern is the water system and the aquifer and all of that.
And I wish we could get into it further, but I've got to go because it is time for a segment we call Things That Make You Smile. I do. I appreciate the input very much. And if we bring this up again, you're more than welcome to weigh in. It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up next, Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call us now at 877-975-9825.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.